What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great time!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Live for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it to the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Yo, 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 back at it for the divisional round episode. And, I didn't miss a pick except for the Texans Chargers. And I don't think that's bad enough. That's that bad of a miss. I hope the Chargers should have won this game. I'm not impressed with the Texans. And then for the first time this year, we're obviously talking about games, not even like fantasy or what I thought of, just kind of my opinion on this. It'll probably be a 10-15 minute episode, not too long. I wish I could have got people on, but just with how the schedule's falling this week, I cannot get people on. But we'll get back to it next week for the conference championship. We'll get some guys and probably get some of the Philly guys in just because I think Philly ends up winning, even though I don't want them to win next week. Chargers-Texans, I definitely did watch this game. Got back in, watched it. Week 17, minute 18. I know I picked the Chargers. I thought the Chargers were a better team than Houston. I said, what has Justin Herbert accomplished? What's the excuse now that Justin Herbert's getting? I've just never been impressed with Justin Herbert. And, you know, the interception low number, like 3 for the season, you know, that's good. Not turning the ball over. That's how you win football games. This guy has not won a playoff game. He's been there, what, twice? 3 times? I think twice. And he's losing games he shouldn't have lost. They shouldn't have lost either of these games. Daniel Jones has a road playoff win in Minnesota before Justin Herbert has a playoff win. Justin Herbert has played in Jacksonville and Houston, some of the smallest markets in the league, and he didn't win a single playoff game to Trevor Lawrence and this awful Houston Texans team that all of a sudden thinks so good. They have a chance to beat the Chiefs. They're not going to beat the Chiefs. They're just not going to beat the Chiefs. If the Chiefs lose, that is the worst loss in NFL history from just an on-paper standpoint, and I can explain that next. Not impressed with Herbert. Go to minute 18. The semifinal episode with Rush Williams. Houston. I guess what? You want me to sit here and say Stroud played well? I don't think he played well. I think Mixon ran the ball well. I don't think he played great. The leading receiver was Nico Collins with 7 receptions, 122 yards. You game plan against that? What are the Texans going to do on Sunday? Like, what are they going to do? Excuse me. Steelers-Ravens. At some point, the Steelers are going to have to make a decision on it's either the quarterback or the coach. This can't keep happening. What? 9 straight times making the put, 9 straight losses in the playoffs? That's awful. The Falcons have more recently won a playoff game than the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Atlanta Falcons. Oh, my God. I mean, come on. Ravens, though, I knew it was going to be the Ravens. Everybody knew it was going to be the Ravens. Ran the ball, but where's the defense in this game? You play these guys 3 times. You know what's coming. 299 rushing yards in the playoffs. Where's the defense? I see this TJ Watt guy so good. Every single year, defensive player of the year. I get he's a good player. Didn't record a single stat in the playoffs. Seriously, when you need him most, he didn't record a single stat. Come on. Broncos, Bills, it was just a normal Bills regular season game out there. I mean, congrats to the Broncos for making the playoffs. That was a great ball by Bo Nix. I'm not going to say the future's bright in Denver because I still believe there's a lot of holes, but I think it's a young team. The future is definitely there, but I wouldn't say it's bright. Like, oh, man, the Broncos are in a great spot. They got the quarterback. They got the defensive pieces. Still need probably two or three more years to, like, be fully contending. Definitely in a great spot, though. It's just now on the general manager who made a great decision by cutting Russell Wilson. I mean, seriously, made a great decision by cutting Russell Wilson. Now that dead cap money's gone, go use some money elsewhere. Figure things out. Denver's in a good spot. Buffalo, we'll talk about them in a second. Packers, Eagles. I thought the Eagles lost this, or the Eagles, or no, the Packers lost this game more than the Eagles won. Just how I felt about the game. I wasn't impressed with Jordan Love. I wasn't impressed with how the team played. Was not the best game I've ever watched. I would say that the Commanders, or Redskins, excuse me, Redskins-Buccaneers game was pretty good. And it could have gone either way. It really could have gone either way. Congrats to the Redskins for getting their, you know, first win in a while. Just couldn't run the ball. I think in Detroit, that's going to hurt you. Because Detroit now is going to have a game plan and a sense of, hey, we know what they're going to do. They can't beat us. I think the Buccaneers have a better shot at beating Detroit than Washington. And the Buccaneers wouldn't even gone to Detroit. It would have been the Rams. And I said the Rams are going to win. And Daniel's like, you know, you just switched your pick. It kind of makes sense. And I remember sitting watching this Week 18 game, and I looked at my dad, I go, whoever loses this Vikings-Lions game is not going to win next week. It just doesn't make sense. You gotta now, you don't have a week off of rest. You're going on the road. And you're playing a Rams team that was rested. That's the reason the Vikings lost. I think Sam Darnold should still be a starting quarterback in this league. And at some point, Colin Cowherd made a good point. At some point, he's going to fall off. He's going to have a couple bad games because he's looked good all year. He had his two bad games when they needed him most. And I think Sam Darnold is two or three good throws or two or three reads away from winning that Detroit game. He missed so much. I am screaming at the TV. It was that one play where I think Rager cut in on that drag and Jefferson went deep in the corner and he just didn't throw it. He had it. I was like, just make the throw. Like, he had it there. I think I'm going to stick with my picks that I made last week. The only pick I got wrong was the Texans game. I think that's really good, like, slate from what I've got. I'm going to get my picks and I'm going to say why. The Chiefs have been rested for, what, 2.5, 3.5 weeks? On a bye, on a Texans team that they, what, did they dismantle? I think they dismantled the Texans. They didn't dismantle the Texans at home, but close game. Wasn't impressed, though. There's not a second option in this offense outside of Nico Collins in the receiving game. There really isn't. Schultz hadn't stepped up this year. Mixon ran the ball efficiently last game. It's just not going to happen in Kansas City. It's not. I have the total going under, and I have the Chiefs covering the -8. I think the Chiefs win this game. Washington and Detroit. You know, Washington, you always get here for a reason, but at some point, the magic's going to run out. Like, you got to look at Washington and see how, not lucky, but every single game has come down to one play, which is what you want. That's what you want in the NFL. You don't want, obviously, you want to, you know, win every game comfortably. This team, I think, what, the last five wins, the last five games have come down in the last play of the game. And I just don't think this team's ready. I don't think it's ready. It's great they're there. The best thing about Washington that they have is they have veteran coaching experience that's made the playoffs. They're all three, but I think the offensive coordinator, the head coach, they have been head coaches before. I know the head coach has been a head coach before. But they've had experience with that. I forget about the defensive coordinator. I think he has, but he's getting interviewed with the Jets. But Washington has experience. They have veterans. They brought in veterans like Eckler, Bobby Wagner, whoever that Frankie Eview guy is. He's a veteran. I don't know how much experience he has. Daron Payne is finally getting experience. Jonathan Allen's getting up there and playing meaningful games. The Lions are going to dismantle Washington. Off the bye, at home. It was cute, Washington. They're done. Washington's got a better skill set. They got a better defense. They're going to have a better game plan. Because Aaron Glenn's game plan against the Minnesota Vikings is probably one of the best game plans I have seen in attacking a quarterback in Sam Darnold. And that's why the Los Angeles Rams lost. Or won. Excuse me. Jeez, I'm off today. Won last week. Rams and Eagles. 2 o'clock. My time. Which is kind of weird. But at first, I wanted to pick the Rams. Also, I got Detroit covering, or I got Washington covering, excuse me. I got the total going over in that game. Rams-Eagles. What's going to win this game is the fact that the Rams' defensive line is not good enough. That's the only reason they're going to lose. I think Stafford's a better quarterback than Hurts. I think Puka and Cooper Kupp are better receivers than the Eagles. Obviously, Saquon's the best running back in the league, so that's not going to live. The Eagles' offensive line, Jalen Hurts was standing in the pocket for about 5 to 6 seconds every single play. No one can rush the passer on this team. It's the best tackle duo possibly of all time in Mulata and Lane Johnson. Those boys are locked down. What, 24 pass block reps each and one pressure allowed against the Packers? That is unreal. Unreal. One pressure, not even sacked, not even touched. One pressure. The Eagles are just going to be efficient on the ground. They're going to be efficient through the air just because the fact of the offensive line. I don't think the Rams can win in Philadelphia. It's an awfully hard place to play. However, I do think the Rams cover, and I think the total goes under. But I do have the Eagles again. I'm sticking to my picks. Now, Ravens and Bills. This is the most difficult game to pick, obviously. It's basically a straight-up money line bet. Vegas has it at -1, which I just say is even at that point. The only thing the Bills really got going for them is the fact that they're at home. I think the Ravens are a better football team on paper. And I think what stinks this game is, it's literally a coin flip for me. I don't even know. I think the thing that stinks is whatever team loses is going to get more hate for losing than praise during it for winning. That stinks. I think that's awful. It's just going to be so bad. Lamar Jackson can't win big games. Josh Allen at home couldn't win in his MVP season to send him to the Super Bowl. The Ravens have six all pros. The Bills have one. Also, their Pro Bowl receiver, well, Pro Bowl on quotes, Zay Flowers isn't going to play on Sunday most likely. Bills are 8-0 at home. I'm just going to stick with my Bills pick and pick the Bills. I think that game goes over. I think that's the best game of the weekend. I also love how it's on CBS, and I like how the Chiefs game's on ESPN. I really do. I think it's great that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are getting that. That's what I got. I'm just kind of sticking with my picks that I made last week. I think that's a great call for me. We'll be back for the conference championship. Coaching carousel, there really hasn't been much. I kind of knew Frabel was going to go to New England. Just not a shocker. I think the Cowboys should have kept Mike McCarthy. I think Kellen Moore will go to Dallas. I don't think Deion Sanders goes anywhere at all. I don't think Deion should leave college ever. I really don't. I'd like to see a team, though, trade up in the draft. That's a different story. We'll talk about the draft later, and we'll talk about that. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. Thank you for listening to this short episode. We appreciate you. If you have not followed us on Instagram at BachFantasy.com, highly recommend you do. Guest speakers will be on next week for the conference championship, and then we will be back, obviously, for the Super Bowl. We'll take about a month hiatus, and then we'll come back talking free agency later, and then we're going to go into the NFL draft. I've thought about rebranding and, you know, doing some other talking points, and it is called Bach Fantasy Talk. I want to switch to the Bach Sports Talk, but Bach Sports Talk, I have a logo or a new logo ready, but I just don't know how to switch that logo. I might throw in like a baseball episode or a basketball episode here and there. Maybe March Madness, we'll see. But if you want to see that, I might put something out on the Instagram to see if anybody wants to see that. If not, totally makes sense. Thank you very much for listening. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. We'll be back next week. And like always, we will see you next time.